Bad Dreams and Other Stories by Tessa Hadley. Narrated by Emma Gregory. An Abduction. Jane Allsop was abducted when she was 15, and nobody noticed. This happened a long time ago in Surrey in the 1960s, when parents were more careless. She was home from boarding school for the summer, and day after day the sun rose into a cloudless sky, from which Jane couldn't unfix the word cerulean, which she'd learnt in the art room. She wasn't clever or literary, and was nervous of new words which seemed to stick to her. Cerulean was more of a blank, baking glare than mere merry blue. It prized its way each morning like a chisel through the crack between Jane's flowered bedroom curtains and between the eyelids she squeezed tightly shut in an effort to stay inside her dreams. It wasn't acceptable in Jane's kind of family to complain about good weather, yet the strain of it told on them, parents and children. They were remorselessly cheerful, while secretly they longed for rain. Jane imagined herself curled up with a bag of licorice beside a streaming windowpane, reading about the chalet school. But her mother said it was a crime to stay indoors while the sun shone, and Jane couldn't read outside with the same absorption. There was always some strikingly perfect speckled insect falling onto your page, like a reminder of what? Of itself. Or a root nudging into your back, or stinging ants inside your shorts. The morning of the abduction, Mrs. Allsop, dishevelled in a limp linen shirt dress, was wielding her...